This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Getting a speeding ticket is not an uncommon experience, but for a growing number of Vermonters, that ticket can be the first link in a chain of problems that leads to much more than having to pay a hefty fine. It can cascade quickly to the loss of a driver's license, which can in turn mean losing employment, and with that loss of income, eviction from a home or apartment. If that sounds a tad dramatic, listen to the stories Patrick Lovett has heard. Lovett is a reporter with the Caledonian Record, and he's been writing about license suspensions in Vermont. He joins us now in our VPR studios to tell us more. Patrick, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Let's start with where Vermont ranks as a state for driver's license suspensions, because they do differ throughout the country. And which part of the state sees the most of these license suspensions?
So Vermont ranks pretty highly among all the 50 states. The Washington Post did a report this past year that ranked Vermont within the top six. Within the state itself, Southern Vermont and the Northeast Kingdom see the most license suspensions. The Northeast Kingdom sees about 1 in 10, which is around the state average. 1 in 10 adult drivers has a suspended license.
1 in 10.
Yeah.
That seems pretty high. And of course, you know, in Vermont and places like the Northeast Kingdom, people really depend on their vehicles. It's tied to employment. What is one example you can give us of a Vermonter that you spoke with who had a license suspension affect so many other aspects of his life?
Yeah, so I spoke with a man named Ferdinand living in St. Johnsbury, and he got his license suspended for speeding tickets when he was younger. Eventually, what happened is that he realized he could no longer afford to pay those fines that had built up over the years with successive speeding tickets or refusing to pay those fines and additional fees add up. So what happened is he actually lost several jobs. He was evicted several times because he could no longer pay his rent. He struggled for a long time until he came to find that there are some different diversion options in Vermont.
I want to talk about some of those options, but are we talking about fines here in the hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars?
Yep. I think at the end, he ended up owing $3,200, which just wasn't affordable.
Can you lose your license with just one unpaid ticket?
Yeah, if you refuse to pay that ticket or if you cannot pay that ticket, you'll get a warning, and then over time, it can turn into a license suspension just from a speeding ticket, from a traffic stop, from a parking ticket, all of that.
What are some of the things you can do to avoid that fate?
So there is a diversion program in Vermont, and you would have to contact local authorities, whether it be the Attorney General's office or something, to find out where your local diversion office is, where you can go and set up a payment plan if you cannot pay the ticket directly. So in St. Johnsbury, it's Northeast Kingdom Youth Services, and I spoke with the person who's the diversion officer there, Brian Keith, and people go to him if they need help. In Ferdinand's case, he was able to work off his fines with community service. In other people's case, they can set up monthly payments that are much lower than you would have to pay that entire fine.
And is law enforcement informed if you go into one of those diversion programs where if you get pulled over again, you can say, hey, look, I'm in this program, you know, please don't confiscate my vehicle or what have you?
Yeah, exactly. So law enforcement is informed. And after some legislative changes in the early 2010s, the state adopted these policies. Part of it initiated over in the Northeast Kingdom. There is an Essex County deputy sheriff, and he knows he was pulling people over time and time again. And he knew these people, and he knew that they can pay off these tickets. He knew they would lose their license. So he approached actually Brian Keith, who then advocated for him and brought the issue to state legislators. And these programs appear to work. I mean, you have the diversion program, which sees a lot of people like Ferdinand get their license reinstated and work to pay off their fines.
You know, the other side of this is that some people may hear these stories and say, hey, look, you know, nobody told this guy to speed. You know, he made that mistake and he needs to pay for it.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that was the initial reaction to these types of complaints, especially when the talks first started in the legislature. It's like, well, these people are breaking the law. And people like Ferdinand, I mean, he was very adamant in saying, yeah, I did do something wrong, but I mean, I'm still paying for it now after I've had time to mature. A lot of these issues come from people when they're younger. And as any car insurance salesman will tell you, is that the most dangerous age to be driving is in your early 20s. So over time, after you mature and you get some better skills, it's hard to still be paying for something that happened when you were much younger.
You're writing about this now, but as you say also, these diversion programs have been in effect for almost 10 years now, it seems. and they're starting to have a positive effect. Do people have to know about them, though? Is that part of the problem why these things are still happening?
Exactly. So Ferdinand, in his case, he heard about the program by chance.
By chance, wow.
Yeah, he just overheard a friend talking to a friend. When I've been speaking to the diversion officers, they say one of the biggest problems is that people don't know that these programs exist.
Fascinating reporting, and we'll have a link to your articles on this on our website, vpr.net. Patrick Lovett is a reporter with the Caledonian Record. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, too.